The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
Republicans have released their Senate
They're great.
Bill.
They're great.
Jeffy, thoughts on it so far? What do you like? You like it?
Thumbs up.
Okay, good.
Thumbs up.
Jeffy,
and that was two thumbs up from him. So,
right? That's Pat, how happy I am.
You're on, right? You're on board.
Oh, golly.
Mm-hmm. Worth two?
I give it a thumb and a half.
Okay.
Because I don't know all the details.
So you'd rather cut your thumb off.
I'm going to reserve some judgment, yes.
Yes. Now, there is some good in it. Let's start there. Individual mandate goes away.
Yay. That is good.
That's not really a minor thing.
It's, no, that's
to me, the most offensive part of Obamacare, the most unconstitutional part of Obamacare, because there's a lot of things we do in our society that I disagree with, and the amount of spending that we do to theoretically redistribute wealth to someone who needs it. A lot of times it doesn't happen, but let's just say in theory it does. You have a tax. You take that tax money, you give it to pay for something that we can all benefit from in theory. That is a very standard part of it. I don't like big programs like that, but I get it. The fact that you're forcing people to purchase something is so morally offensive to me that I can't ever wrap my arms around that. So that would be a big benefit of both the House and the Senate Republican plans. So that's not to be minimized. The other part of it that would be a big benefit, some taxes would go away. There are a lot of taxes in Obamacare. You know, I would say
the one that's 3.9%, whatever it is, is that going away?
Theoretically, at least that would go away.
Theoretically.
Yes. Now, again, these are draft proposals. They need to be, you know, both the House and the Senate need to work together to get to the same plan. There's a lot to do here. And, you know, the people who were very iffy on the House plan. Let's take the Freedom Caucus, for example. They didn't like the House plan. It was too liberal, too liberal, too liberal. All right, you made a couple changes. I guess I'll go along with it. Not only has the Senate taken that bill and gotten rid of all the things that got the Freedom Caucus on board in the first place, they also went to the left of the initial House bill. So the people who voted in the House for the, against the original AHCA and eventually were brought on board because of a couple of changes late, there's no way they're going to go for the Senate thing. Unless, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, you never know with politics. People get forced to do a lot of things they don't want
According to the Washington Post, something else it does that is absolutely fantastic. I'm totally on board with this. It eliminates funding for Planned Parenthood. Now, that alone could almost get me behind the bill.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be some positives out of it. And I do think
that's,
it is.
That's good. Really good.
I get frustrated because I think the opportunity here is a lot bigger than this. But I do think, as I said on the air, on radio, I do think it's better than Obamacare. So, I mean, are you saying, well, wait a minute, are they improving it? Are they making it worse? There are some areas where you could argue it's worse. However, I think as a general look at this bill, it is better than Obamacare.
If Obamacare is a giant squishy turd between two pieces of bread, what this bill has done so far, in my estimation, by repealing the individual mandate, the taxes on wealthy, and eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood, it's like you pulled up one piece of bread and you scrape the poop off of it and you throw that away and then you eat the rest of the sandwich.
Yeah, you're still eating the crap sandwich.
You're still eating the crap sandwich.
Or the remnants of it.
Just with most of the crap removed.
That would be a big improvement to
me.
I mean,
you'd rather eat it that way, right? Frankly, I'd rather eat, I don't know, something delicious.
See, I think it's more like
we're not going to get something delicious.
I don't want to go too far here, Pat. But to me, if you ever order a bagel with cream cheese, and then they bring out the bagel with cream cheese, and like for some reason, the person who's giving it to you thinks what you want to do is eat about 4,000 calories of cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They think that you are on an all cream cheese diet, or that you must have a pound of cream cheese per hour to survive. And it comes out, it's like that thick on the bagel in between.
Mm.
Like, what? Okay, come on. And so you open it up, and it's like, you know, you got 2-3 inches of cream cheese, and you scrape some of the cream cheese off so now it gets to a normal level of cream cheese that a human would eat. That is essentially what this is. There's still crap on the sandwich. Mm. I can't say that they took it off and threw it away. Mm-hmm. They just kind of spread it out a little bit more and then took off the remnants and threw that away. So you still got an it. You got...
Oh, there's lingering crap on it.
Okay, good.
Still there's lingering crap on the bread. But it's better than eating the entire crap sandwich.
Yes, agreed.
Right?
Yes. So I will say the taxes are an improvement.
You took most of the turd out. Yes, there's some residual turdage on the pieces of bread that touched the turd to begin with. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the best you can do. This is all you get to eat. Otherwise, if you don't eat this, you're going to starve to death. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where we are. I mean, again,
that's where we are.
The positives. Individual mandate going away is a very big positive. It does, however, put the entire program in some sort of jeopardy, which I don't necessarily mind in some ways because I think it's a terrible program. However, if you don't want the program, then pass a bill that repeals it.